Shir Lamed Dalet and Gittin, Chaf Aleph Kislev Hei Tov Shin Lamed Tes, December 21st, 1978, and Thursday continued.
The Masse of the Bush is the Tare. Wim geht ja wie es nach Asien, aber es kommt die Tare, haben die Kommen, aber was uns, was sie in Kei, wäre es an ihm. Die Tome, ich bin Maschma, was ich zahs, die Koma, war Pio Rebbe Jesi, war Pio Rebbe, wie kommt die Tame, und Maschma Rebbe Jesi, als er die Pschitte ist frei, und mir war auch Kort, Rebbe Jesi nach Asien, aber die Tame, die muss ich auch lieber der Rebbe, die darf gehen jetzt an ihm, mich mit Gozo, war Pio Rebbe Jesi. Now, I mentioned the Chaznish Asogi and Rav Chaim. But Rashi says, Beferesh, like Rav Chaim. And it's even mistaken like that. Because it's not, when the Chachomim, the expression used in the Gemara is Aviro. So that means only when a person is exposed to the atmosphere, the physical atmosphere, or Kutzloy, so he becomes Tomei. But if he's in the table that is closed on all sides, So the melee is not exposed to the physical atmosphere. But if it's mobile, and if we say also Luish Me'el, then it's considered as if he's exposed. But from the lotion of the Maram, it's much more like the Chazanish. But the Maram is not like Rashi. One second. So the Maram is on the next thesis. All right. Okay. The next thesis. Elo Be'eretz Ha'amim, because of Agush of Aviro, we hold him in Boil and we know that they can go to Eretz Ha'amim, Mishin Gush Gozo, Mishin Aviro Gozo, Hore Perush, Mishin Gush or Mishin Maila, La Gushu, we also Chachonik in Maila Ames, we also have Konish Lashom Vizir Tehu and Mikro, we also have Adar Atzmei, we also have Konish Lashom Vizir Tehu and Mikro, ויוח משמייטר, עד גושו, על גוש ההיר, על מג הגוש. ואווירו, אוי משמייר על הגוש, אוי משאוויר מאמש. So the Maram says, כוח הפתרוש, משם גוש יום של מייר על הגוש. ויוח שלא אמר, ואם הוא מטעם על הגוש, אם הוא יושב מפסק בין לבין הגוש, כנסיד לו איתה בו, או יקש על תויר. אבל יחבל מטעם אווירו, אפילו יום יסיד לו איתה בו. ומוקף מכל צדודים, איני מהיר, דעקו כוחו באוויר ובחוץ לארץ. ותאם תומזו משום כנשו יצא, עוד אום מארץ ישראל לחוץ לארץ, זה תספסס. וזה תאם ניס מכל של יצא, עוד אום מארץ ישראל לחוץ לארץ, זה ליס נספר לך חום נסקי, זה דעבר את תאם. But he says, that if we say משום אווירו, so then, even if we be נסיד לטבע, ומוקף מכל צדודים, any male, Tal Koro Babir de Chuslaretz. In other words, he says, like Chaznish. In other words, that Aviro doesn't mean exposure to the physical atmosphere or Chuslaretz. But Aviro means the fact that he happens to be in Chuslaretz, I mean, the space. So even if you are closed up in a box, and all sides, but you are still in the space, enclosed in the space of Chuslaretz. That is mitamiyu. All right, but this is, so the Maram says what the Chaznish says, but Rashi says just the reverse. Rashi says, Hilka, chzitze, because mafzik ha'eil, bein l'aver atzami, lav chzitze, because it's all loish me'eil. So only because it's loish me'eil, but if it will be stationary, so it's me'eil, so then he will not be, let's say, suppose Jews will construct a bridge, a closed bridge between the Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz La'aretz. And they'll construct, I mean, with walls and ceiling and everything. And you'll be able to walk, let's say, like in a tunnel, you know, from the Eretz Yisrael to the Chutz La'aretz. And you'll have a house there. You'll not become tunnel, according to Rashi. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, that he was all Shmei'el. So in other words, if a person is in an Eil Zog, so So it's not an ALE, so it's an ALO, so it was auction ALE. So you see, I mean, the Rashi is contrary to what the Maram says. Alright. The Gosu Agushal Abiyo, Hikshar Abab Yaakib Dolaynesh, Mesechus Oles Tamil, Mitamim, Bimago, Masam, Tambeir, Etzem Kisei Rover, Tzamit. So we see that it is, that the, so, even Mitamim Magal Masam, Mitamim Beir, Eretz Amin is mentioned that it's only mitame b'magor maseh and neilam. It iterates the ma'ir b'avo habo mechutz loret loret. Ma'ir lo do mitame mishmar be'atz b'gozu v'lo mishmar agush ve'im lo shnei Eretz Amin machik. Ach tishlima ya'ir lekin shiish dar v'gesh shrei sheyachod b'oret v'rei shashin mechutz loret u'minoch nkiyon tachas rei shi b'oret im v'itum me'aleyen t'ir inamen mishmar agush kozor aleyen. Ikoluk mekirab shime. Doma kibay chovim emitamim beheyer. Veleachmir al eretz amim yisa mikivde mikivrei evichovim atzmei. So in other words, if we say that the chachomim lo gezer mishum mayloi maylo lagush, now why were the chachomim gezer tume and the gush and magemase and even maylo lagush? Why? Because of the abundant number of medicine that are covered in the chutzlars. And the chutzlars, the goyim, of course, were not zoya. So they were accustomed to be caved in any place. The Jews in Eretz Israel, so they were zoya, to be caved their medicine only in certain places, not in every place. But the goyim in the chutzlars, in the course of the millennia, so they were accustomed to be caved their medicine in any place. So in other words, so every place might have a mess beneath him. Every spot of Chutzlaret. Because of that, the Chachomim were gazing to me on the Gush of Chutzlaret. And if we say that they were gazing on Maya and Gush too, so it's also because a mess is mitami beya. A mess is mitami beya. So that's only Shayach Alive the Rabbonot of Rabbi Yishua ben Choyi. That a mess is nochim on mitami beya. But the Kol Terp Shemi Yechoyi, that may say, nochim, and not mitame beyer, but bimagim b'mase, so even Rabbi Shimon Yochai is made it, that in nochim is mitame. So in Mele, so that Mishnah that says in Oles that Eretz Amin is not mitame beyer, according to the view of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and according to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, so they will not get there on my Lagush. Because the whole reason is why the Chachomim were against the Tumei Lagush is because of the possibility of medicine. But according to Shimon Yochai, so even if the reason is, so my Lagush Nochi is not on it, so why should Tumei Eretz Amin be Mitami there? The Yechmir al Eretz Amin is Mikim Yichol Matzmi. Later from the town, the Mishne Kiddush Shibos Lanvim, the Amin of Frekam and the Shabbat, Yikor Egozu Lanvim, and Kushay, Bisulori. All right, now, this is the last year. Now, the Pchine Mikvois will be the Sunday after the Hanukkah vacation. What is it? The January 7th. No? January 7th.
Shir Lamed Hay in Gittin. Every Say Tav Shin Lamed Test, January 7th, 1979, on Sunday.
The Teisves of the Achot Avdamil and Yichodim Shmuz, which is Nishma Yad Sosfoy, God for Allah. So you are allowed to tell a Nochri to execute the Shtar on Shabbos because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That is only Yosef and Rabbanon. So maybe Yishuv Eretz Yisrael it's not Yosef. Avon Kadabir and Yichovim Shmuz Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because of Rabbanon. Avon Yishuv Mitzvah Acheres lo yimatir in Amir and Yichovim Bimloch Ederayim. So Teis Vashiti is, and that's the sheet of most ashamed, that we are only matir here because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but we are not matir here because of any other mitzvah. And even for mitzvah smile, that is itself the Shabbos, but there are certain prerequisites for three Shabbos. Machshirin she'ef shal ha'zeh som erev Shabbos and derev ha'Shabbos. So mele, if let's say, suppose the male forgot to prepare the zemel, the sakin shel mile, in the house of the teenage before Shabbos, so you're not allowed to tell We're not allowed to tell Enochi to bring it derech Yisrael. Even though Mila is a mitzvah that is derech Shabbos, but where, if the circumstances are such that it's not derech Shabbos because of Machshir and Shef Shalaseis and Erev Shabbos, so even Amir Enochi is us. But Yishev Eretz Yisrael and Chachomim Omad. The Chachomim made a special dispensation in regard to Yishev Eretz Yisrael. כי דימוך בפרק הדור, how we look at the ishtav achmine, also we come in the rove, how do we know that we're not matter amir al-nochi because of any other mitzvah, even on account of mitzvah smire, because the Gemara says neirem, how we look at the ishtav achmine, also we come in the rove. So, bizman agmore, so the practice was that before a tinek was nimel, so the tinek was immersed in a bath of water. He was given a bath. I mean, that was like an antiseptic. Today, it's not necessary because we have other things. But bisman agmore, so it was necessary to bathe the tinek before the mile and after the mile. And that was mifneas akone. So, how you look at the ishtav achmime, that the chmime was spilled out, the pashtus is that the chmime of kedem amile was spilled out, not the chmime of lachar amile. So the chmime, the water in which that had to be used in bathing the baby before the mile, and without bathing the baby, so it was impossible to be mal, because then it would be a sakone, so the tinik might get an infection. So that the chmime that had to be used in bathing the baby before the mile spilled out. Also, it can't be the rove. Omalu, and it was Shabbos. Omalu, lishaylo liime. So in other words, now the halacha is, now, there are two gersoyes in the Gemara. One gersoy is the gersoy that we have, Daf Samaches. Nishayla leime, yitzriche nechayma le, al dinoch liagavime. Not Israel, but al dinoch liagavime. That's the Gersa that we have now text in the Gemara here. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nishayel Yimei Yitzriche Nochri Lei Nochri Agavim. But Teisles did not have the Gersa Yitzriche Nochri Lei Nochri Agavim. But Teisles said the Gersa Nishayel Yimei Yitzriche Neichem Lei Agavim. Not Neichem Lei Nochri, but Neichem Lei Agavim. That's Teisles Gersa. But even though Teisus did not have the Gersa of Nochim Lei Nochri Agavimei, but Nochim Lei Agavimei, he still explains it the same way. In other words, that even though Teisus' Gersa is Yitzriche Nechim Lei Agavimei, but he says, what the Gemara means is, Nechim Lei, who should heat up the water? Who should heat the water? A goy. Now, if we are gerais nechem leinochi, so agavimei, so then it's gemara mefareshes that the Yisrael is not allowed to heat water on the day of the mile for the man. Now what's the halachic of yildes? A yildes is considered the chilas sheyesh b'sakone. So there are three shiurim in a yildes: gimel, zayin, and lamed. So the first 3 days of a yildes. So even if the yildes says einu tzrichan, I'm all right, you don't have to be Michal Shabbos for me. We are still Michal Shabbos. In spite of the fact that she says, I don't need it. But between Gimel and Zion, within the first 7 days of the birth of the baby, and after the first 3 days, so then it depends. If she says, Tzrichani, I need it, I feel that I must have, let's say, this food. I must have it. So then we are allowed, and not only allowed, we are mechuyev to cook for her, because kach nefesh. If she says, "Einu tzrichani, I don't need it," I don't need it. So then we are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So in other words, so if she says Tzrichani, she has a din of Chil Shev Misakone. If she says Eile Tzrichani, she has a din of Chil Shev Misakone. La Chazayin, even if she says Tzrichani, we are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But we are allowed to tell a goy, because the first 30 days after birth, so a yildes has a din of achilas shem b'sakon. So meila amir alinochi is mutter. So here we have two gesoids. How we look at the shtabach mime, omol in roven nishay lo mime, yitzriche neichem linochi akadini. So according to that gerse, so a Yisroel is not allowed. A Yisroel is not allowed. In other words, even if she says srichan, according to the gerse, yitzricho neichem li akadini. So you'll see soon that according as the Rashba points out, according to Allah has Deilis. So it means that Allah has Deilis had a girse, Yitzriche, Neichem Le'agavimei, and he explained that Neichem Le'agavimei, a Jew will cook it, will boil water for her. What does it depend upon? In other words, because the Allah is the Teir Zayin, if Yilde says, Tzrichani, so is Mechalas HaShabbos. So there is a machlokes sheni. What does it mean, Gimul Zayin? Does it mean 7 days, or it means 7 misles? Suppose she gives birth to the baby. She gives birth to a child, let's say Shabbos, late in the afternoon. Let's say she is around 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. And she gives birth at 5. When will 7 misles expire at 5 p.m. the following Shabbos? Then 7 misles will expire. So the Asam Gishen will say that this depends, Gimul, Zayin, Lamed, depends upon misles, not just days. Upon misles, as a matter of fact, it's mistaken like that. I mean, why should it depend upon the number of days? I mean, the condition of the woman should depend upon the number of hours that have elapsed since she gave birth, not whether it's the 8th day or is the 7th day. But Teisa Shita is that it doesn't depend upon 7 misles. It depends or upon 3 misles. It depends upon 3 days and 7 days. In other words, so according to Teisa, if, let's say, the woman gives birth to a child just, let's say, Shabbos afternoon, after 5 o'clock, even though it's just a few minutes before Shkia, so Shabbos, so Friday night, we are not allowed to be Michal Shabbos for her. Even though the next Friday night, we are not allowed to be Michal Shabbos for her. Even if she says Srichan. Why? Because it's already the 8th day. According to the Aloha's Deilis, so Gimul, Zayin, Lamed depends upon this list. So then it depends when the birth took place. If, let's say, the birth took place, let's say, Friday night, so then the following Shabbos morning, we cannot be Mechal Shabbos for her, even if she says Rechani, because it's already after the expiration of 7 misles. But if the birth took place, let's say, 5 p.m. Shabbos afternoon, so Shabbos morning is still within the 7 misles. So if she says Tzrichani, so you have to be Mechal Shabbos. So, because it's still within the 7 misles, according to Allah Hadeles, according to Teisles, not because it doesn't make any difference, is there. I mean, Mitzarasvore, Teisha Shite is strange. I mean, why should it depend upon days? It should depend upon misles. Anyway, but this is Teisha Shite. Now, if we are deris, the way it appears in our text, that the Rebbe said, Mishailo Mime, Yitzriche, Nechim Leinochi Agavime, so it's still not a riot against the Shite of the Aloches Deilis. It's still not a riot against the Shite of the Aloches Deilis. Because we could say that in this case, the woman gave birth to the baby, let's say early Friday night, After Shkia. So immediately the following Shabbos morning was already after the seven Misleis too, you see. So it's no raya, I mean, from it. But, however, Teisves has the Girsay, Nishayla Lime, Yitzricha Nechem Le'Yagavime, and still, Teisves says, it's only Agav Noch. Why? Because Teisves Shite is that Gimel and Zayin Lame depend upon days, not upon Misleis. Alright, now let's see. So he says, Kidmuch HaBifir Kado, How you look at the Shabbach Mimos, the Kamil Robins? Oh, but we shall be made. It's rich and the Hain Laga be made. We'll hear the Mash Magnima Miloy. She will rich and the Hain make it a little more way. Because in those days it was Isakone to be mal the child without bathing the child first in water. The Lachar Amile Misukenu. Suppose the child was Nimel already. And then the tub with warm water that was prepared to give him a bath after the mill has spilled out. So then there is no doubt that we are allowed to boil water because it's a constipation. So we don't have to resort to the fact that the mother herself needs water. For just for the baby we can do the Chal Shabbos. Now Rashi. So Rashi has the Girsay of Nechem Al-Dinochi. But Teisves does not have the Girsay of Nechem Al-Dinochi. But still, even though he doesn't have the Girsay of Nechem Al-Dinochi, just Nechem Al-Gavine, he still explains it the same way. So we see that even though the water had to be boiled, Al-Dinochi, so only because of the email, in other words, if the mother will say, I need water, so true, it's lachazayim yomim, but it's techlamet. And techlamet, so in minochi, lechales ha-shabes. So the melee, she needs, let's say, half a gallon of water. I mean, the mother needs only half a gallon of water, so the melee will boil a gallon of water. But if the mother wouldn't need any water, then we wouldn't be allowed to tell the same goy. Now you boil water in order that we should be able to be mal the child. So we'll be able to bathe the baby first and then we'll be mal. So, but after all, mile is a mitzvah that is necha Shabbos. But here it cannot be necha Shabbos because it's machshirim. The preparation, the boiling of water can be prepared before Shabbos. So it's Machshirim Shef Shalasim, so there of Shabbos. But let us tell the goy, so it's a raya, that Amir Alinochri is also even the Mokei Mitzvah Smile, that it is itself a Shabbos. But if for some reason, if the Mile could not be a Shabbos, because it's Machshirim Shef Shalasim, so there of Shabbos, so even Amir Alinochri is us. So why are we matter here? The answer is, Yishuvah Tzisroel is the only mitzvah that is Deich HaMir Enochi. But any other mitzvah is not Deich HaMir Enochi. Kibyoi Vekundas, Vichim Pir Shrach, Ki Amir Firik Nifani, Dichayo Mishim Vashleishim, Adlom Potzricha Ni Imchal Vesashabes. Vihodo Oma Bisek Nifani, Admos Ay Psychas HaKever, Abaye Om Ashleisho, Verom Vekun Ravid Om Azayim, Vyamru Lamed, Loi Lechavu Shabes Kamre, Upliga Lamar Machodem, Amachodem Lepliga, Vikul Esfilik Nadoye, Dam Rechaye, Yildes, Gimo Shivu Shleish. Videi Chakleinu. So that's a raya. Now, this is a raya if we say that when Robe passed it, Nishal Yimei, Ulechim Lei means Nechim Lei Aldinochi Agavine. So only Aldinochi, only Agavine. So then we can boil more water than the volume of water that the mother requires. But not on the email, so it would be also to tell a goy to boil water for the baby, even though it's indispensable for the mitzvah smilah. Basheikim, if we are going to say, now in Tesis Gilse was not on the nochi, was neichem agavime, if we are going to explain that nishalel email v'neichem agavime means that Yisroel should boil, then there is no raya. So he says, behold, oh, v'dei chakleima, dimei islei izvinot. So why does Teisa say that it must be al-dinochi? Because since it's their day, so lacha zayin, even if the woman says, even if the yilde says, tzricha ani, you are not allowed to mechal on Shabbos, but perhaps the baby was born, let's say, Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos late in the afternoon, that's 5 p.m. So the mele, Shabbos morning, when the mila takes place, it's still within the 7 misles. So the mele, if the mother says, tzricha ani, we are allowed to boil water, al the Israel, so he says no. Because it doesn't depend upon Mislays. That's the issue. We did have claim the Mislays. Because the issue is, it doesn't depend upon Mislays. We all do have some deal. We do have some. So mainly it's a rhyme before Eshes that Amir Linochi is not there. That no mitzvah other than Yishuvah Israel is there. Amir Linochi. Even mitzvah smilah is not there. We all the omal the osomli, we the chinuki, we stapachmire, we omal the rabbi, nesele chmime, migav beitze, umeit leal dimet chokopin. So there's another gemore, that how we, yeah, another gemore, another case of the chinuki that is stapachmime. So rabbi said, nesele chmime, migav beitze, from my house. In other words, rabbi in his house had warm water. So he said, let's bring water from my house. And they had to carry it through a Chotashim Moreves. A Chotashim Moreves, not through a Rishus Rabbi. So Rabbi said that we should tell a goy to carry the water from his house to the house of the baby, to the house of the baby, the Chotashim Moreves. So that's a merely noch in the shoes. We hold the Omar. So we see that mitzvah smile is deiche amir linochi. So the answer is over there it was amir linochi, not imloche deraise, because the goy had to carry it through a chotza shim reves, not through a rishus rabbi. So vaday isur drabonon shore in the chotza shim reves. Mishum mitzvah smile, aber isur de reise gecham lecham imosa. Veim yom mit mikan heta leim alim kichovim, lo biseifa bishabes derakamos. So anyway, so one thing is clear. Even according to Teisves, who Teisves is the biggest machmir, and Teisves shiti is that no mitzvah in the world other than Yishuvat Yisrael is deicham yir linoch. But, and the mile is not deiche, amir linoch. But mile is deich amir linochi mishvus. So the mele one could deduce from that it's muter to tell a goy to bring his sefer derech kavelis, because it's only derech kavelis is only osam rabbanon even when Israel does it. So amir linochi in mishvus is muter b'mutar b'mokim mitzvah talmud Torah. Just as it is muter b'mokim mitzvah mile. So he says no, we cannot deduce that. Why? They will not make a head alone while in the hobby. Lo, we say, Babishab in the Rakamal is the Lodome. The Dav, the Mishumile, the Gupi Dachi Shabbos, he too. So Teisves is the biggest machna. And Teisves it is that Yishuvat Yisroel is the only mitzvah that is Deichayam, Yerli Nochi, Nimloch, and Reif. Then, any mitzvah other than Yishuvat Yisroel, even mitzvah Smile, is not Deichay, However, mitzvah smile in view of the fact that it is itself a mitzvah, that is deiche Shabbos. So even in connection with machshirim shemshlasi isoverev Shabbos is deiche amir linochin in rabbonon in shmos. But any mitzvah adat mile, so is not deiche even amir linochin in shmos. This is the biggest machmir. And the Ramban in Shabbos nischidushim. That Kuflamed, Imperial Mile, says the same thing, like this. That's the biggest one. Umiu Balochedeles Mashma, that Finisur de Rais, Shoal de Kovim, Mitzrach Mile. But Alochedele Shite is, that Mile is Deche Amir Linochin Lochet Rais, not every mitzvah, just Mile. Why just Mile? Because Mile is a mitzvah. Mile is a mitzvah that is itself Deicha Shabbos. That is itself Deicha Shabbos. So even on the circumstances where it's Shabbos is not Eichel. Let's say we got in Machshirim Shevshalasim some Erev Shabbos. Let's say Mayim. That is Machshirim Shevshalasim of Shabbos. When it's filled out, so Mile is Deiche Amir Leinochri. Amir Leinochri in Melochet Reise. Masheinke, any other mitzvah that is itself never Deiche Shabbos, so is not Deiche Amir Leinochri in Melochet Reise. According to Melochet Reise. Masha Rav Nisun Rai Shal Chovim Tzerch Mile Eshe Pireish Dileise Mitir Beisei Derech Eshe Sarabi Derech Eshe Sarabi. So in other words, he explains sir, that when Rabbi said Neis and Chmim and Nigam Beisei, he didn't mean Derech Chotza Shem Mereles or Derech Kamles. He mean Derech Eshe Sarabi, we should tell a goy to bring the Chamim to bring the honey from my house, Rabbi said, derech Yeshus HaRabim into the Tinnik's house. Because Milei is derech HaMilei Nochi Nemelochet Raya. Vize, hodi koman lechem le'akabimei. So, we cannot apply it to Alidei Nochi. Because Alidei Nochi, so then the question would arise, why we saw to Agabimei? So we could tell the goy directly to be mechamin to boil water for the baby. For the baby. Because Amir Leinochi Nemelochet Reis in Bishul is Deiche. Amir is Deiche Amir Leinochi Nemelochet Reis. So then we have to say that the Nochim Le'agavime means Al Yisrael. Al Yisrael. And how can Yisrael boil water for the mother? The answer is the baby was born, let's say, 5 p.m. on Shabbos afternoon. And this was Shabbos morning. So it's still within the seven misles. So if the mother says, Rihani, it's because nefesh. So we are allowed to boil water for the mother. But the mother needs only half a gallon of water. So, but since it doesn't make any difference how much water you fill up the kettle, whether half a gallon or a whole gallon, so mainly because of Mitzvah Smile, so we fill up the whole kettle rather than half of the kettle. Even though there is a ribu, but it's not also with rice. So we see, according to Halachas Deiles, we see that ribu shiurim in Shabbos is not also with rice. Because the shita of the Ram in Beitze is that ribu shiurim in Shabbos is also with rice. Ribu shiurim in Shabbos is also with rice. In other words, according to the Ram in Beitze, suppose there is a chilash yesh besakon. And the chilash yesh besakon, a doctor say that he has to drink tea. Hot tea he has to drink. So, but he needs only, let's say, 5 glasses of tea. So then somebody, and there is somebody in the house who would also like to drink a glass of tea. He is not a chilash yesh besakon. And memele, he fills up the kettle with 6 glasses of tea, not with 5 glasses of tea. So according to the Ram, he's chay v'chatos. He's chay v'chatos, according to the Ram. But according to Halachas Deiles, the Halachas Deiles obvious, in other words, the Ram shita is that when one is marbe b'shiurim in Shabbos, when he is muter to be mechal Shabbos because of a chile, but because of that, he adds more water in the kettle. So then, it's an isal reis. He's chay v'chatos. Is chayv chatos and basically is chayv kores and tzkile basroi and everything. In other words, the ribu shiuri in Shabbos the Ram shita mutsunsi is also midrais. But al chesdele shita is to the counter. The ribu shiuri is only also midrabonon. So since it's only also midrabonon, so bimoke mitzvah smile the chachomim will matter. The chachomim will matter. So he said, "Umi umal chazilis mashmal after Yisrael Raishon in Chovi, mitzich mila shepir leis mitzich beis tereh shesrat." So only come nothing. Because we mean it, it's Zayim, it's Chani, it's Chalas Shabbos. We need a doy tochin leik, v'ay al di Yisrael. We need a because the Aruch Hazilis shite is that Gibul Zayim and Lamed depends upon Yisrael. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's very strange, even though so many Rishayim say, like Tesis, that it doesn't depend upon Yisrael. But it's very strange. Why should it depend upon the number of days? I mean, this is a question of mitzvahs. So, in other words, does the mitzvahs vary as to whether the baby is born at the end of the day or the baby is born at the beginning of the day? It's not mistaken. Anyway, there is a machleis for shenim on that. In other words, the Gemara says in Chum, not only that it's also deliberately to be marabe for a boy, but suppose the doctor said that this chile will have to eat bosal. How much bosal will have to eat, he doesn't know. Maybe 10 tzeis in bosal. So we cook 10 tzeis in bosal for the chile, because of the possibility that he might have to eat 10 tzeis in bosal. And then it turned out that he was only able to eat 2 tzeis in bosal. So 8 tzeis in bosal was left over. So the halacha is that the boy is not allowed to eat the 8 tzeis in bosal that were left over, even though the bishul was beheta completely, because it was all the 10 tzeis were cooked deliberately for the chilish. But then it turned out that he couldn't eat more than 2 tzeis. So 8 tzeis were left over. So we're not allowed to eat, the boy is not allowed to eat the shirayim of that chile. Why? Because of Xera. Because if we'll say that he's allowed to eat that shirayim, so maybe next time when this happens, so he'll deliberately cook more in order that the boy should eat. So we see from this Gemara that it's certainly also to be marbe b'shul ibori, even though he has to cook in the same pot, the same loche, for the chile sheri b'sakone. So maybe and Teisves assumed that since the Chachomim were gazing, that it should be also to eat the remnants, the shirayim, because Kseva Shem Yavah Bishvilei, so it's a raya that when one is deliberately marve, then it's also the raya. Because if when one deliberately is marve, it's only also the rabbon, so that should be Kseva. So, Kram Kompfer Kamechum, Ambash Lachim Bishamah, so the boy is Shem Yavah Bishvilei. Oh, so what would the Al-Khazila say? So the Al-Khazilis will say, because many of the Shem say that Ligabi Shabbos, the Chachomim were Gezer sometimes Zera Ligzera too. Kulechot Ligzera. What does it mean, Kulechot Ligzera? So some of the Shem explain. When we say Kulechot Ligzera, so let us say every time it's Zera Ligzera, Kulechot Ligzera. So when do we apply the principle of Zera Ligzera Le'adinon, and when do we say Kulechot Ligzera? So some of the Shem mention the cloud. It all depends. If, let's say, the Chachomim first asked, what is it? Then, sometimes later, the Chachomim want to ask something else as a siyog against that thing. So then we say Gzeira Gzeira. But suppose the Chachomim, at the time they ask one thing, they ask something else as a sanction, as a siyog for that thing, then it's Kulechot Gzeira. So in other words, according to Alokhe Deilis, we have to say that when the Chachomim asked Ribu Meloche, so then they also answered not only deliberate Ribu, but even to eat the remnants of an echo that was cooked for a Chereshev Sakone. So maybe it's a Kulechot Gzeira. Alright, anyway, that is the Shite. So then that's the Shite of Alokhe Deilis, but this is Chereshev. Aber Chovim Niche, the Shoras, Vishemo, Dafke Litzera Hamile would be shoy. Aber Litzera Dobarachir, Afu Chovim Mosal Havas. In other words, Teisve says he saw it. Now we see from this Gemore that Litzera Hamile al Dinochi Tzmutal Havas. So Teisve says, maybe only Litzera Hamile will Tzmutal Havas al Dinochi. But not Litzera Hamile. So to be marbe al dinochi, it's also, in other words, the question is, suppose you have to tell a boy to cook for a yildes that is techlam. So you're allowed to tell. A chilishim is akone. Can you tell the boy that instead of putting in, let's say, 2 gzeisim of bosor in the gdere, he should put in 10 gzeisim of bosor? So this is a result. Whether it's muter to be marbe al dinochi, Alright. Now, anyway, so Teisves is matched the sheet of the Bahag. Because according to the Bahag, we have to say that it's mutter to be marvel the Israel for a bow. Because the Bakot, the Bakshite, so Rome was matir to be marvel, to put in more water in the kleire, in the kettle, for the tinik. Even though the tinik is not a chilashir bisakone. So that's the Bakshite. But Jesus is really. So then Jesus is kashir. We hold it now for a great debate. We hear him on the Muhammad, we can hear him see it. But we now need more debate, the Maui is a bit of a boss, so I hope you should see it. We can hear Maui now from Homishon Mai, but we talk and we keep Neho. So we should see Hasiote, he tiro Hahom in the Harbays. So Taisa says, that it's what is the discussion? How is it that we Gabi Shabbos, we are not allowed to be married? In other words, even if we have to be Machal Shabbos to cook something in the pot for a Chelesh and Sakone, we cannot put in more than is necessary for the Chelesh and the Gabi Yontes. So the Torah was only Matir, which is the Nefesh of Yontes. So, but if he needs, let's say, two Gzeisim for Yontes, so he can put in more than two Gzeisim. If he needs only, let's say, 5 glasses of water for Yontev, he can fill up with 10 glasses. So why is it that Ligabe Yontev we are matir, and Ligabe Shabbos we are not matir? That's the discussion. So what's this experience? Mishum Simchas Yontev itiru chachomim le'aretz. So the reason is to why by Yontev it's mutar to be marbe is because Mishum Simchas Yontev, so itiru hachom la'aretz. Now the question is this: what is this shita? Is ribu shiur ribu osa midraise or it's only osa midraise? If it's osa midraise, how can this say that Mishum Simchas Yontev itiru hachom la'aretz? How can they say that? Now the Ram in Beitze says that ribu shiur in Shabbos is osa midraise. In other words, if somebody has to boil 1 glass of water in the kettle for a chilesh yesh b'sakone, and if he boils 2 glasses of water deliberately in order that he should also have a glass of water, so he's chayav chatos. This is the Rashi. So then he has the kashe. So why does the Mishnah say in Beitzeh mimal li'ish of nir obosa rabo jitzricho b'techachas mimal li'nachtem chom ish omayim abo pishin tzorech el dekit neachot? So the Ram gives 2 terutzim. 1 terutz is that there is a distinction between Yontev and Shabbos, because Yontev mitzerech on nefesh is utro, it's not chuyo. So b'meile, since it's utro, so it's muta to be marbetu. Masheikin chil Shabbos for pikoach nefesh is chuyo. So it's only muta as much as is indispensable to save the human life. But over and above what is necessary for saving the human life, so that is not mitre, so really it's also a midraise. That's one teretz of the Ram. Now let's see the Ram. The Ram is in Beitze, and the Reef, and the second period Yomi, Shechalizer of Shabbos. So, Umirom Ashma, let's say, Mimali Nachtam Chobish Omayu, Viaho Pishin Tzorch Likit Nechot. So, Mirom Ashma, Dil Rami Rishure Biontet Mutter. ודאמרינו מכמון דמיזם לזעק וביונטה, פזירו שמייער ובשבילי, היינו שמייער ובשבילי, בגדיר אחרת, גמור עשה, זה ינת על האות, to invite a goy to your yontet meal. Why? Because the Torah was only mati and bishul, and yontet לצירך ישראל, who is מחויב in שמחס יונטת. But the Torah was not mati and bishul in yontet, in לצירך goy, we say, oh God, so in the Mele, if you're not allowed even to invite a goy to use Yom Tov meal, because if it will be permissible to invite a goy to Yom Tov meal, so sometimes he will forget and he'll cook something extra, and then he'll be there more at rice. So the question is, so what's wrong with cooking extra at all? Is Mutter Alonted? The answer is, we are afraid maybe it will be Marva Bishnila in a separate daylight. So it will not be a minion of Ribishurim, but of a separate Melorah. The Lord, the God, the Amunim, the Kamon, the Mizam Sakam, the Yonzei, the Shemiyahu Bishnila, and the Shemiyahu Bishnila, the Rahetz. Oh, anyway, so it's Mucha from this Mishnah of Mali Nacht and Chomish Almayim, Rafa Pish in Tzoyer, Elo, the Kitne Echot, that Ribishurim in Yom Tov is Mutter. So then they said, the Ram is the Kashi, מי ויקל מנח מי בויל פירק רבי שמואל מנוח את אף שמד על הד חיר שעומדו לשתי קרי רס וי כשתי קרי רס ושתי יוקצים ושורש בו קצה אחות הי מייסים לשתיים מייסים לחז אלא יתי משורש מייסים לקומי בפצירה ולמור עזר הבאי סופו שמו זה חיר שיש בסכון הן the doctor says that he must have fixed and we have no fix available except if we reap the fix ממחוק and we have on one שירש we have on one branch, so we have we reap, harvest the three figs that is on one sheresh, and in order to reduce the number of ktsires to a minimum, because all the three figs happen to be on one sheresh. We have one fig here, another fig here, and on one sheresh. So in order to get these three figs, all you have to do is to make one maizik tzir. And then you have two single figs and two separate jars. What should we do? So what is odd? What is preferred? If the mute tzires or the mute tail? So the more is basic, which is mistaber, that mute tzires, I mean that mute tzires is odd. In other words, we should just reap the three figs that are on one charge, rather than to reap two figs that are on two separate charges. So that's the mashma of the Gemara. So it's mashma from that Gemara. Suppose you have two figs on one charge and two single figs on two separate charges. So then, of course, we should reap the two figs that allow that in other words, suppose we have, here's the alternative of reaping three figs on one sheresh or two figs on one sheresh, so then it's much more from the Gemara that it's preferred, we prefer that he should reap the two figs on one sheresh rather than the three figs on one sheresh. That's how it's much harder than Gemara. But, so it's a raya that it's a nisan raise, because if it had involved only a nisan rabbonon, so how could the Gemara have a salkedaitoch, that if one has an alternative between reaping, between making two separate ptsires, or one ptsire with three figs, that perhaps he should be required to make two separate ptsires. After all, Yibishurim is only Osam Rabbonon, and here two separate mices is Osam Reise if it didn't involve Pikuach Nefesh. So that's a Raya Bure, that is Osam Reise. So the Gemara, Umiwi Talmidach, and the Boyle Perek, and the Shmoyle Ben Noches, Chele Sheomdu, and Shtei Kreikres, Vike Shtei Kreikres, and Shtei Uksin, and Sholesh Buk Etzechot, Hei Masinon, Shtei Masinon, and Chazilei, and Dio Mesholesh Masinon, and Komai Bipzire, and Asikle Bisholesh Masinon, Shtei Boy Masinon, and Shem Mute Bipzire Odi, and Kamu Boyle Rosom, and Kai Gamu, and Shtei Mishnei Uksin, and Iko Ribo Bipzire, and Mashma de Pitale, and Shnei Beketzechot, and Shleisha Beketzachere, Die Steinmeise, Schollschleimeisinnen, du Ribuie Bischuren Hosea. Tiretz Riesal, die Hosson Bischabes, Dat, die Ike is Kiker Skille, aber die Unten, die Isse is Lara, wie Kehlo. So der Rieschike von der Riech Maschma, der Tribu Schuri nimmt man Schabes, is only Hosson Rabba. So, but the question is, just as the Chachomim, wo machen wir mit Abishabes? And the asset of the Rabbanon, they should be machmir, like a Biontev also. So he says, Shabbos is a skill. So the Mele, the Chachomim are machmir. But Yontev is a Nisala, the Chachomim are not machmir. But from the Ritz Mashma, the tribu Shiurim and Shabbos is only awesome Rabbanon. So then, V'litik Shaloch, Hayid Vassinam Beirav in Perek Ador, Ha'u Yinuke Vishtat Lachmime, also the Kamirov, Ha'u Mishal Lime, Yitzchir Lichal Galime, Ha'u Maise Bishabes Abe, Da'u Mafu Bishabes Shol Lerubui Bishure, V'ikashe, Shevkuar Pio Shrashen Zal, V'chim Bitesves, Dinecham Al Yaakum Kom, V'arashba Zal, V'arashbo Zal Meisi Ve'ilemer, V'afil Man Mufor Shosom Dal Yisroel Koma, V'ikashe, Dichim Nui Mitzar Olim Rabonon, Kim Nibiyon Tefshore, Hosom Gabi Mile, Mishum Mitzri Yitiru Ligamre, Afilu Al Di Yisroel, Michlau Disfir Lei Zal, Dil Ribuy Bishure Bishabes Lo Mitzar Olim Rabon. So the Rashbo Shite is Tzom Yosom Rabon. So Utmaami, Aleem, Dim Kei Maiko Miboyo Le Hosom Nimunoches, Pshite Di Shores Maisinon, Dil Ribuy Bishure Lo Mitzar, Elo Mid Rabonon, Viribu Pzire Mitzar Mid Raise, Do Oma, Ilu Omdu Al Likrik Yasechot, Do Maise Shores Bikitzechot, Lo Va Draise Klau, Vilu Yviu Shnai Bishnei Uktsim, Lo Ike Lechayev Chakim. So yes, how can the Rashi say Tzom Yosam Rabbonon? If it's Tzom Yosam Rabbonon, how can the Gemara have his Alklai Doch? So we have to say according to the Rashi, Boim Chanamu. That's the Shaila. When the Gemara had the Shaila, so the Gemara, that Kufay was the Sofik that the Gemara had. Is Ribu Shiur in Mosam Yidraise, by Chile Shem Vizakone, or Tzom Yosam Rabbonon? If it's Tzom Yosam Yidraise, so then, according to the Rashbo, if it's Osam Yidraise, so then, he should be Mimayit. So then, if it's Osam Yidraise, so then, we prefer that he should be Beitze. He should be Beitze. Two figs and two separate Joshi. Because after all, there is a tree on there. He needs two figs. So Mimele is allowed to be Beitzeya. Two figs and two separate Joshi. And two separate Joshi. Mashi, rather than to reap three figs and one Sheresh. Because he doesn't need the three figs. But if we say it's only Rabbanon, so then he should. So we prefer Miut Pzires. So the Gemara says in Maskone that Miut Pzires is a difer. Why? Because the Maskone of the Gemara is that Ribu Shurim is only Yosem Rabbanon. So that's why Ribu Shurim Miut Pzires is a difer. All right, that we have to say in the Rashbos Shite. But then he says the Ran is only Shite. Lepichoch Nira Libo. ובדאי ריבי שיעורים בשבס מדרייס מיצר ואפילו הוכל לדומה ריבי שיעורים ביום תפלו בשיעורים בשבס שהשבוס תחויו ייצאו חילה ולא יהוטרו ופיחו כל שאי כמלוך עושה אך תספוסי כמלו ומיצר מדרייסה עבודתם שיכו נפש הוא תבוא דאפילו אפשר מרב יום תפשורי כל שהוא מר בעיקר ולובד שאי מתריח איך הוא תספוסי כמלו. So he says, so the Ram says that Ribu Shurim in Shabbos by Bikach Nefesh is also Medraise. So why by Yom Tev it's Muter? Because Shabbos Bikach Nefesh it's only Truyo. If it's only Truyo, so we are only allowed to do that which is indispensable for the Bikach Nefesh, for the Atzores Nefesh. But over and above that which is indispensable, for Atzores Nefesh is not Muter. So it's also Medraise. Masha'in ki Yom Tev, Ich Nefesh is Hutro. So if it's Hutro, as long as it doesn't involve an extra Meloche, so it's Muter to be Mal. That's one time. Then another Rosh he says also, Ve'oi, she'nire lohem lechachomim, she'kibu sh'om rotero, ach'ashayochi lechol nefesh, lo yhutzchi chol lishki lo lidagdik, sh'lo yivashi lela mitztorichi lo blubad, ומשום הוכן, ריבו בשיעורי, כל היכד לא ימוס בגיר חשון, אבל בשבס, Now what's the second? The second Loshin in the Rana also takes it for granted that Ribu Shurim in Shabbos is also Midraisi. And still Yontev is Mutalik Amre. So the first Loshin says, because Yontev is Mutro, and Shabbos is true. In the second Loshin he says, that even though Yontev is Utro, it's not Mistaba to say that in the second Loshin he assumes that Yontev is never is true. Of course, it's Utro. The Torah says explicitly, but he holds, in the second Loshin he holds, that even when it's Utro, but whatever is over and above, what is the Tzerech Nevesh of Yontev, so that is not Utro. It's Utro only to the extent that it's the Tzerech Nevesh of Yontev. But what is over and above the Tzerech Nevesh of Yontev itself is not Utro. So why are we allowed to be Marbe? So he says, because the Torah does not require a Jew to be Marbe Beundes and to figure out exactly how much food he'll need for Yom. The Torah doesn't require. What does it mean? Now, there is a machlekes in Psochim. That means there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Chisde. Between Rabbi and Rav Chisde. So Rav Chisde says Leike. Rabbi says in Leike. Most of the Shem pass like Rabbi. In Leike. Why? So Rabbi says that even if somebody cooks unwanted, let's say he expects to have a party on Yisrachat. So he cooks unwanted. So according to Rav Chisde, it's Chayim Malkes. And according to Rabbi, he's not Chayim Malkes. That means he was not even Yisrael Raisi. Why? So Rabbi says, suppose, now he doesn't need, let's say he cooks a whole gdere with meat. He doesn't need it. It's to accommodate 10 people. And he doesn't need so much meat for Yonte. But suppose, to his surprise, after he cooks that pot with meat to accommodate 10 people, so 10 guests will show up in his house. And then he'll serve them the meat on Yonte. It will be Litzerech Nefesh, even though his kavone was not Litzerech Nefesh. But as long as a Tzerech Nefesh for Israel was realized, so mainly it's not awesome. So Mimele, since there is a possibility, whether it's probable or not probable, as long as it's possible, that Ochim will surprise him and come later in the day on Yom Tov, and then he will accommodate certain Jews with Eichon Nefesh on Yom Tov, so Mimele, there is no Israel. So we see, at according to Rabbi, So the Torah was midraise, it's not only muter l'tzerech echo nefesh if he is motivated by the echo nefesh of Yom Tov. Even if he's not motivated by it, as long as there is a possibility that there will be a tzerech echo nefesh, so it's muter midraise. But with Rabbonon it's also. So Mimele, since it's only osa mid Rabbonon, so where it's only a question, it's only a question of Ribu Shurim, then the Chachamim didn't give Masa. This is what the Ran says. Now, Teisves, it's not Mistaber, the Teisves, when Teisves says the Kashi, V'chein mimau inachtem chobi shomayim, avro pishin yitzorechem l'kitnechum. So Teisves, so why is it that Ribu Shurim on Shabbos is oser, and Ribu Shurim on Yontev is muter? So Teisves gives a teres, v'shim simchas Yontev itiru Chachamim l'harpiz. So it's not Mistaber that Teisves agrees with the first version of the Ran. Because according to the first version of the Ran, Teisves shouldn't mention Mishum Tzimchas Yontev Vitiur Chachom Harbis. Teisves should say, Shani Yontev, the Hutro, our Shabbos Truyo. Why did he mention here Mishum Tzimchas Yontev Vitiur Chachomim? It's not the question of the Chachomim. It's not that the Chachomim were Mati of the Chachomim. Made a certain dispensation that the Chachomim applied a certain leniency, a certain code. Because Yontev is Utro, because Nefesh is Truyo. But if this Teretz of Teisves can fit the second motion of the Ram, that is according to the second motion of the Ram, so we say that Ribu Shurim is also, and from Teisves, it's also Mashma, that Ribu Shurim is also Midraisa. Because if this Shita had been the Tribushurim is only Yosem Rabbanon, so in the Mele, there wouldn't be a Raya from a Bashel Chil Bishabes, or some boring, say Rashem Yahu Bishira. So it contains, it's Mashma, the Tribushurim by Shabes, Rikabi Chile Sheish Misakone, so is Osea, is Osam Raisi. So then the question arises, so why the state says the Kashe from Yonte? Yonte is Utro, so the answer is, state agrees with the second Lashon Hara, that even where it's Utro, So it's only Utro to the extent that it's Litzirch Ichol Nefesh of Yontev. But over and above, what is the Tzirch of Yontev is not Utro. So why does the Mishnah say, Mimali Nachtim Chomish Omanim Avapish in Tzorich on Kinechot? So he says that since the Torah Midraise was Matir, even when a person is not motivated by the Tzirch Nefesh, as long as there is a possibility that will be Tzirch Nefesh accommodated, so then it is Muta Midraise. But Chachomim Asad, Chachom Asad, so really Chachomim didn't answer in any case where he doesn't have to do any extra Melochet, just to be Marav B'Shirei. Why didn't they answer? Because of Simchas Yontev, so the Chachomim didn't answer. Alright, now, things were said here. Now, first let me mention the various issues. So, Teisves Shite is, so far, Teisves itself mentioned two shites. Teisves own Shite, and Teisves own Shite is that Amir Linochi is Oser in Linochi de Reise, in any mitzvah, even mitzvah smire, but it is only Muter, Amir Linochi, Linochi de Reise is only Muter, Bimoki Yishu Be'at Yisrael. But in on account of any mitzvah other than Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even mitzvah smile that is itself Bechas Shabbos, so Amir Linochi in Melochet Reise is Oser. And then Amir Linochi, this is Shite is, Amir Linochi in Melochet Rabbanon is also Oser on the account of other mitzvahs, on the score of other mitzvahs. But Amir Linochi in Yishuvus is Muter on the score of mitzvah smile. That's the sheet, and that's also the sheet of the Ramban in Shabbos that Kuflam. That's the biggest one. Then there is at the other pole, at the other extreme, there is the sheet of the Balaito, and he says that it's not just Yishuv Be'at Yisrael. Any mitzvah, Amir Linochi, even in Loche Dereise, is Muter Bimoki, any mitzvah. Even the mitzvah of Erech Shabbos. Even the mitzvah of Erech Shabbos, according to the Balaito, so what is allowed? If, let's say, he doesn't have anything to eat on Shabbos, so one is allowed to tell him Nochi to do Nochi, according to the Balaito. All right, that's the other extreme. But then, there are shites in between. So then, there is the shite of the Rif and the Rambam, that Amir Linochi, and then there is the shite of the Halachas Dilas, I mean, I forgot to mention, The Shita of the Alochas Deilas is that not only Yishuv Be'at Yisrael is Deicha Amir Linochi Nemlochet Reise, but Mitzvah Smile, that is itself Deicha Shabbos, is also Deicha Amir Linochi Nemlochet Reise. That's the Shita of the Alochas Deilas. But any other mitzvah is not Deicha Amir Linochi Nemlochet Reise, Kon Alochas Deilas. Then there is the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, and the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that any mitzvah other than Yishuv Be'at Yisrael is not Eich Amir Linochi Nemlochet Reise. But Amir Linochi Lishvus, so not only Mila is Eich, but any mitzvah is Eich. That's the Shittas Rambam, and that's the Shittas Rambam. The Rif mentioned his Masik, rejected his Masik against Halachas Deilas, and then he mentions his own Shitta, that's at the end of Perek of Lezer Mila, and the Rambam has the same sheet in the Perek 4 of Hilchos Shabbos. Now, Perek 4 of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Ches. Halocha tes in you. Domo sheini meloche. Veinosa laaseisi b'shabes, elo mishum shvus. Muta li Yisroel leima li nochi laaseisi b'shabes. Vihu sheini eshon miksas cheli, oi yie tzorich li domo tzir harpe, oi mipne mitzvah. Keitza. Eima li Yisroel li nochi b'shabes, laales b'ilon. Oi moshin al pnei amai, ki lohobi li shefer, oi saki li milon. Oy mei vilay mechotzer lechotzer, shenei rubinei emay mechami, lahar chitz behem kotnu mitztaya, v'chein kokaitit. So the Rambam says that Amir Linoch is in Shvus, is muta b'moke mitzveh, eme mitzveh, or b'moke tzerech, b'moke tzerech godol, or in mitzaschel. He means mitzaschel even though it's not a real chile shem zakone. Because a real chile shem zakone, so is muter Amir Linochi according to all Yishim, that's Gemara Meforeshes, Yehudes, Tich Lamed, so Amir Linochi is muter Amir Linochi and Raisa too. But it means Mikzascheli means if he has a certain pain. And what is not a Chile? Chile Shem is Akone means either that he is Nefil Mishkov, Nefil Mishkov, or it's Nech Mashkov Gupe. What does it mean, Nefil Mishkov? Now, anybody can just decide to lie down in bed and stay in bed, I mean. So, Nefel Mishkov means someone who has to stay in bed, because otherwise he might become really sick and become a chilish yesh misakone. Let's say somebody who has fever. So if he doesn't stay in bed, he can catch pneumonia very easily. So that's called Nefel Mishkov. Nefel Mishkov doesn't depend upon the question as to whether he stays in bed or he walks around, but as to whether he's required to stay in bed. So that's a chilish yesh misakone. Or if he has a certain ailment on account of which his whole organism is weak, even though he doesn't have to stay in bed, but he feels weak all over, so then he also has a din of a chilish yesh misakone. But so if he's a chilish yesh misakone, so then Amir Linochi is muter Linochi Raisa according to all the shame, because that's a Gemara Meforeshes. But if it's a mikzas chili, so then according to the Rambam, so Amir Linochi in Melochet Reis is Osea, but in Shvus is Mutar. And then the Rambam says, Halikei Abayis Be'art Yisroel Min Anochi, Mutar Leleima Linochi Lichtiv Lishtar B'Shabes, Shamir Linochi B'Shabes Asura Medivreyen, ומשלמי שבארץ ישראל מגוז על גב הזה, וכן על עיקי הבית ישראל בסוריה, שסוריה כארץ ישראל גב הזה. But then there is still another sheet. So far we have how many sheets? One second. What is it? The Rambam does not distinguish between Mil and any other mitzvah, the Rambam. Amir Linochi Lishvus is Muter, Mil, Amir Linochi Linochi Reise, even on the score of Mil is also. That's the sheet of the Rambam. So far we mentioned how many sheets. We have the biggest chumre. The biggest chumre, that's the shite. That's the shite of Teisves and Ramban, Daf Kuf Lamed in Shabbos. The biggest chumre, that Amir Linochi in Imlochet Reis is only muter on the score of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, but on the score of any mitzvah adat in Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, it's osea. Even on the score of Mile, it's osea. But Amir Linochi in Shavuos is muter on the score of Mrs. Mille, but Amir Linochi, even in Shavuos, is also on the score of any mitzvah other than Mille. That's the biggest one. That's the shita of Teisves here in Eden, and that's the shita of the Ramban in Shabbos Akufam. Then we have the shita of the Halachas Deiles, that Amir Linochi in Melochet the Raise is muter on the score of Mille, but not on the score of any other mitzvah. Not on the score of any other mitzvah. Then we have the biggest kule. This is the sheet of the Baloito. The sheet of Baloito is that Amir Linochi Linochi Reise is muter on the score of any mitzvah. Any mitzvah. That's the biggest score. So that's the third sheet. And then we have the fourth sheet, is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, that Amir Linochi Linochi Reise is osea, even on the score of Mile, but Amir Linochi in the Shavuos is muter on the score of any mitzvah, not after Mile. That's the fourth sheet. Now, there is a fifth sheet of the in Amir Linochi. And that is the sheet of Rabbi Yehine, that the Chiddush HaRashbo mentions that Kuflamed in Shabbos. The Chiddush HaRashbo that Kuflamed in Shabbos. Now that is based upon a certain Gemara in Eilat. That's some of that. Fine. Now there's a Gemara in Tafsam of Zayin and Bey is in here. How you know Kedi Shtapa Chnim? Omer Rabbe Nesel Chnim in Gav Bisoyi. From my bias. Omer Abayu Gole Alvinon. Omer I miss me Hashif. But she took me voice is not. Omer Yon Shatvino. The Shatvino me voice was not made either. Name only Nochilism. Name only Nochilism. So there is a machlinke between Teisves and our Chavilas that we saw in this Teisves. What it mean, namely, Nochi, Leisalei, from Rabbe's Bais, Derech Hishish Rabin, according to our Chavilas, or according to Teisves, Derech Hotzashim Vorek. Omer Abaye, Boi Le Yisrael Ima, Omer Abaye, Boi Le Yisrael Ima, Voli Shavke. Voli Shavke Rav Yisrael, Dom Rav Yisrael, Vom Rav Kami. Ki Havinen, Be Rav Yudeh, Have Omeron, Bide Reise Misunen Te Yufte Veode Rabbeinu Maise. Bide Rabbeinu Abdeinu Maise Vodom Misunen Te Yufte. So in other words, Rabbi said that he really has a certain assault against Rabbi. But Rabbi Yisef said that if, let's say, a Chochem passes a certain child, and then there is a Talmid who has a Hore connected that the Roy of the Chochem. So if it's in the game in the Raise, so then there is no union of Kovid Abriyas or Krit Rabbi or Krit Amit Chochem. So he has to mention it, even though, according to that, Haore of the Talmud, the Psak of the Chochem is not correct. Mashein King, if it's Nigei only in the Rabbanon, so maybe because of the Kovid Rabbi and Kovid from Chochem, he shouldn't make the Talmud. Let the Chochem pass in the way he passes. And after that, he will present his argument. So Mele, so Abai said, I really have a sogi on Rabbi's psak. Rabbi paskened that we can tell a goy to carry the water from the bias of Rabbi. He had a certain aore that she should be also to tell a goy to carry the water to the tinik's bias. But since it was only Negeye and Nisar Rabbonon, so Mele. Because what kind of nisa does it involve if you tell it good? And he said, Rabbon, so Mele, so he didn't want to embarrass Rabbi. That's what he said. Liposa roche, omalei, my boy is Israel ma. So he asked him, after Rabbi passed it, so he asked, what was your ahore? Omalei tanya, hazoye shmuz, v'amiru nochi shmuz. Ma zo yishvus v'ni deiches ha-shabes. Af amiru yinoch yishvus v'ni deiches ha-shabes. Now, if somebody became a tome mess, so how does he become toher? Oh, so he has 7 days, he counts 7 days, and on the third day, and the seventh day, we have to be maze, the kayan is maze on him, mimei chavos. Suppose the seventh day is Shabbos, let's say it is Shabbos Erev Pesach. And if we will not be mazeh on him, so he will not be able to be machin the korban pesach. So the halacha is hemidu chachomim divrei bimokim kores. So even though the mitzvah of hakores korban pesach is an assay for which one is chayv kores if he fails to do it, but since there is a nisa shvus to be mazeh, it's not ruach and raise to be mazeh. What kind of ruach is there in sprinkling the mechatos? But it's also a mishum shvus because it's kimsakim. So hemidu chachomim al divreihem im bimokim kores of the mitzvah of hakores korban pesach. So we see that it's also to behave a shvus on the score of the mitzvah of hakores korban pesach. And amiru inochi is the same kind of shvus as azoi. So just as it is, we are not, just as the mitzvah of HaKoves Korban Pesach is not deiche, the shvus of Azoye, why should it be deiche, the shvus of Amir Enochi? That was the asogim that Abaye had against Rabbi. V'Amir Enochi shvus, ma Azoye shvus v'ni deiche es HaShabes, av Amir Enochi shvus v'ni deiche es HaShabes, omalei, v'lishonu lo, v'n shvus viz b'maise, v'n shvus d'lez b'maise. So Rabbi said, that is your asogye. Don't you understand that there is a fundamental distinction between a shvus of Amir Enochi and the shvus of Azoye? Because the shvus of Azoye is a shvus The Yisbi Maise. So Mele, so even the mitzvah of HaKoves Kom Pesach, that one is Chayv Koves for the omission. So is not Deche. Is not Deche Shmuz Yisbi Maise. Masheinke. Amir Olenoche is Shmuz Yisbi Maise. So mitzvah Smile is Deche. Veloishonoloch. Bin Shmuz Yisbi Maise. Lishmuz Yisbi Maise. Domar Leoma Olenoche Zilachim. That's one girse. And then the Agoyes Abach says, Teve Seino Mechukim. Because most Rishenim were not there is these seven words. Domar Leoma Olenoche Zilachim. But in our text, it doesn't appear. And most Rishenim were not there. Anyway, according to the girse in our text, the Agoyes Abach says Teve Seino Mechukim. But the research is. So according to the Girsi of the Omar Leoma Linochri Zilachim, so then it's Gemara Mefreshes, that not only Hazoye is considered as a Shmush Diz Bimaisi, not only Hazoye is considered as a Shmush Diz Bimaisi, but even Amir Linochri, to boil water is also considered a shmuz lesbimaise. So what is considered a shmuz lesbimaise? Amir Olenochi to carry three candles. That is considered as a shmuz lesbimaise. According to that girls. So according to that girls, Omar Leoma Olenochi Zilachim. So it follows that Amir Olenochi in Imloche Dereise, like boiling water, is also bimoki mitzvah. So he says, so in other words, Rabbi was not matir. Rabbi was not matir. Amir Linochri to boil water. He was only matir. Amir Linochri to bring the warm water from Rabbi's bais. And why is that different than telling a goy to boil? Because Rabbi was only matir to tell a goy to bring it derech chotashim reves or derech kamales, not derech rishus rabim. Because to tell a goy to bring it derech rishus rabim is the equivalent of telling a goy to boil. This is melach ha'raise, that is melach ha'raise. So according to the Girsa, domar liomar linochri zilachim. So it's a gemara meforeshes that mile is nadeiche amir linochri melach ha'raise. Mila is only deiche, amir olenochi nishmus. So what is considered shmus de lesbi maise? Amir olenochi nishmus is considered shmus de lesbi maise. And amir olenochi, but shmus itself al de Israel is a shmus de lesbi maise. Amir olenochi nishmus de reise is also a shmus de lesbi maise. But most rishenim were not geiris. Do mali omal olenochi zilachim, but they were just geiris. Omalei v'lishonolo b'shvuz v'izmi maise, v'shvuz v'lesmi maise, v'izmi maise. So mele still, even though most Rishenim were not geiris, so many of the Rishenim who were not geiris, domar yomalei nochi zilachim, they said the same thing again. Just as we find in connection with other Gemara of Nechem le'agavimei. So even though Tesis was not geiris, Nechem le'nochi agavimei, still he explained it the same way anyway. So here too, many Rishenim were not geiris, domar yomar le'nochi zilachim. So he still explained it the same way anyway. And they say, that's in line with the Shita's Tesis. That's in line with the Shita's Tesis. Take our Tesis. The Shita of our Tesis is in Gittin. That Mila is not Deche Amir Olenochi Melochet Reise. But Mila is only Deche Amir Olenochi Nishmus. So when Rabbi was Matir to tell a goy to bring the water, he was only Matir to tell a goy to bring the water that Achot Shem Reves or the Kavles, not the Rishus Rabbi. Not the Rishus Rabbi. Even though, that's Tesis Shite, even though Tesis itself was not Geiris to Omar Olomar Olenochi Zlachim, still he explained it the same way. So, according to Tesis, and according to the Rambam, in Shabbos Daf Kuflamed, so Amir Olenochi is only Muter, in the Miloche, the Rabbon, on account of Mile is only Muter, in the Shmuz, the Rabbon. That is called Shmuz, the Lesbian Mice. Amir alinochi in a shvus is a shvus the lezer meise. But amir alinochi in loche the reise is a shvus this the meise. And a shvus al the shvuel is also a shvus. That certainly is a shvus this the meise. That certainly is a shvus the meise. However, no, of course, the aluchat eiles, he couldn't be geiles. Do amal yom alinochi zilachim. Because according to Aluches Deleis, so Rabbi was matir to tell a goy to carry the Rishis Rabbi. So that's a Melochid Reis. So he wasn't there. So according to Aluches Deleis, so Mila is only deche Amir Alinochi Dile, a Shmuz Lesbi Maise. What kind of a Shmuz is a Shmuz Lesbi Maise? Amir Alinochi is a Shmuz Lesbi Maise. But Hazoy, a shvus al Israel, so Mila is not deiche. Mila is only deiche, Amir Linoche, but not, is not deiche shvus al Israel. Then the Rashba mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehine. Now according to Rabbi Yehine, we can even be geiris do mal yom al Linoche zilachim, and still Rabbi Yehine agrees with the shita of the Aluches Deleis that Mila is deiche. Amir alinochi to tell goy to bring the mayim derech Rishis Rabbi. So what is according to Rabbi Yehine? What is shvus dis b'mayse? Shvus dis b'mayse means, let's say, amir alinochi to boil. That is shvus dis b'mayse because there is a shinu in the gufador. It's mayse Shabbos. He tells the goy to do mayse Shabbos. To boil water. Mashenkin, if he tells a goy to carry the water, derech Rishis Rabbi, even though it's a Melochid Reise, but since there is no shinu in the water, there it's not Maise Shabbos, so that's a shvus d'lezbe Maise. In other words, that's the fifth shita, the shita of Rabbi Yehine. The shita of Rabbi Yehine is that Amir Linochi, that Mila is deiche Amir Linochi, in the Meloche, like calendar Rishis Rabbi, that is not Maise Shabbos, that is not Mishan in the Torah, doesn't produce anything on Shabbos. But Mila is not Deiche Amir Elinochi in the Meloche of Maise Shabbos. So the Rashba, Chidush HaRashba, in Shabbos, that Kuflam. So he said as follows. Umeri HaRavzal, that's Rabbi Yehi. Kotak Bil Chesom. Di Shvu Sheyesh B'Maise, U Shvu Sheyesh B'Maise, Da Amrin Hosom, Kulom Ba'amir La'akum, U Chidas HaRabal Pese. Elo Sheyesh Pirish Maise Meloche, Kmo Shepirish HaRavzal. Shaflu, maybe there are gangs in Loche Weise. We should be in Loche the Reise, or Rema. But we show them, we should be in Meise the Reise, we should be in Meise the Reise. And we should be in Meise Perush, she is Chadish be in Meise, because we shall do. Give in Asiya Skli, or Yafilu Bishu, or Loche Mayim Chayitze be. She is Chadish in Yon Bigufon. We don't know how Meise, we should have no Rabbi Chnasandlo, Meise Shabbos the Reise. Rabbi Chnasandlo says that I'm Bashal B'Shabbos, so it's also a midraisi. No one can eat it. It's also a midraisi. So, but Rabbi Chassanah will not say that if a Jew carried a loaf of bread or oranges, derech Rishis Rabbim, so then it's also a midraisi to eat the oranges. According to Rabbi Chassanah, only Maise Shabbos is a midraisi. When the thing is created, produced on Shabbos, when you cook something, when it's processed on Shabbos, Mashein came when you carry a chivet, you don't process the chivetz. The chivetz is the same, except that you accommodated the person by bringing it over to the place where he's able to eat it. So it's not Maise Shabbos. So what kind? So Shavuos Dis B'Maase means Amirali Nochi Maase Shabbos. Amirali Nochi. So the Aluches Deila is cannot be Geiris. Cannot be Geiris that the Marli Omale the Nechem Li Nochi. But Rabbi Yehuda can be Geiris. So the Meile according to Rabbi Yehuda Amirali Nochi is Mutera in Itzoy the Raisi. But I mean, on account of Mile, but not on the ground of, not on the score of Amirali Nochi is not Mutter to tell a goy that he should be Mevashel because of Terefni. Should be Mechamimai. Alright, now this is, I had in mind to discuss the Machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Rambam. In connection with the Gemara of Ahu Yinuke Ishtapach Mime. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Balamoya in Shabbos. The machlekes is in Shabbos, in connection with the Gemara in Erev. Now the Rambam says that Ahu Yinuke Ishtapach Mime, Ishtapach Mime means that the Chmime of Kedemah, because in Zman Chazal, so the practice was that the baby was bathed before the milay in hot water, in warm water, and he was bathed immediately after. So the Ramban says that Ahu Yinu Kedishtapach HaMimei has reference to the Chmime of Kedem HaMilei. But suppose the Chmime of Le'achar HaMilei was spilled before the milay. Of course, if the Chmime of Le'achar HaMilei was spilled after the milay, then there is no doubt that it's because of the Shmamesh. What else can be done? Then everybody agrees that it's muta. But now let's say the parent, the father of the baby, prepared Erev Shabbos two tubs of water. One tub of water that would be used for bathing the baby before the milay, and another tub of water for bathing the baby after the milay. And the baby was already bathed before the milay, and the male was all ready to start the milay, and then he hears that the other tub of water turned over and spilled. So the Ramban says, in such a case, so there is no problem, because then you tell the male, go ahead and be mal the baby. And then, once you are mal the baby, then we tell everybody to boil water. Because the milah itself is Deicha Shabbos. But what is not Deicha Shabbos? Machshirin Shevchel HaSeison Me'erev Shabbos is not Deicha Shabbos. But here, since the baby was already bathed in the water, that is Kedem HaMilei. But it wasn't Nimel as yet. And what was spilled? The water Lachar HaMilei. So we tell the male to be mal the baby. And then we tell everybody, boil water, because the tinnik is in the soup. This is what the Ramban says. But the Balamoya says that Ahu Yinuke Dishtapach Mime is not only, so according to Ramban, Ahu Yinuke Dishtapach Mime means the Chmime of Kedem HaMilei. So then we have no heter of boiling water, because until the tinnik is nimel, is not in the soup. So who forces us to be mal the tinnik? Only the mitzvah smile. But we are not allowed to boil water because of the mitzvah smile, because boiling water is machshir and shef shalaseis on Erev Shabbos. It just happened, it spilled. Well, that doesn't make it into machshir and shef shalaseis on Erev Shabbos just because someone was neglectful and it spilled. So according to Ramban, Ahu Yinuke Dishtapach Mime must have reference to the Chmime of Kedem HaMilei. But if the meal, if the Mayim, if the Chmime of Le'achar HaMilei was spilled, and the baby was already bathed in the water of Kedem HaMilei, so then we go ahead with the Milei, and then we boil water. The Balamoyer says no. In view of the fact, now we won't mal the babies yet. And we know now that if we are going to mal the baby, we'll have to be Mechal Shabbos because of Sakone. So the Mele, we are not allowed even to be mal the baby. So that is the Ram in Birkei Blessed Mele. So he mentioned, first of all, the Balamoya is there. the Balamoya is there, and then the Ram mentions the Balamoya Shite and the Ramban Chasson. Now, I intended to discuss that Shite, but it's already late, and so we'll discuss that on Tuesday. So you won't have to prepare yourself on the Sugi of Palgin and the Buren, which is a very complicated Sugi, but you just go over that Sugi in the Blessed Mirror, the Balamoya. That is Dachmun Gimel, the Balamoya, and Dachmun Gimel. Kosovolim, Biyucha, Biyuchas, Machitzin is a cotton kidarke, Bain with Neamil, Bain Lacham, Bain the Hamim Shimukhu Bishabe, Bain the Hamim Shimukhu Yarab Shabbos. So then he mentions Ishite. He's a Sogi and Rif and Ishite, and then the Ramban is not mentioned, the Mulchanis here, but the Ram here mentions the Ramban Shite, the Ramban's a Sogi and the Balamoya. And then the Rajbo agrees with the Balamoya. And the Rajbo mentions the Raya from the Gemara in Beit.